Beg your pardon. Forgot to knock.
Нет, на бровь вздоха. Где Ваши?
I'm alone.
Aren't we all?
You're late, 007. I had to stop in the bathroom. Ready to save the world again? After you, 006. James?
For England.
For England, Alec.
Move out. Throw down your weapon and walk towards me. Slowly.
Finish the job, James. Blow them all to hell.
You have 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
For England, James!
Blow the gas tanks! This is your last chance. Come out with your hands above you. Wait!
You can't win.
Golden, golden. James, is it really necessary to drive quite so fast?
More often than you'd think.
I enjoy a spirited ride as much as the next girl, but... Who's that?
The next girl. Psychology into it.
Yes. Well, I was just sent here to evaluate you.
Let's try and put that behind us, shall we? Problem with female authority.
James, you're incorrigible. What am I going to do with you?
Let's toast your evaluation, shall we? A very thorough evaluation.
Monsieur Bond, très heureux de vous voir.
Bonsoir, Pierre. Ça va bien?
Bien, très bien. Et vous?
Sept de la bande. Madame Wills. Mademoiselle? Non. Monsieur. That's ladies and gentlemen. The Blairs?
Panko. Appears we share the same passions. Three, anyway.
I can't too.
Motoring and baccarat.
Huit pour la banque. Seven. Madame wins.
I hope the third is where your real talent lies.
One rises to meet a challenge.
Two.
Excuse me.
Madame starts with five. Six. Madame loses.
Biatch. Enjoy it while it lasts.
The very words I live by.
17 mois impérimentes.
And what words do you live by?
The trick is to quit while you're still hit.
That's one trick I've never learned. Perhaps you'll show me how it's done. Vodka martini. Shaken, not stirred. And for you?
The same.
How do you take it?
Straight up. With a twist. Thank you, Mr.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
Xenia Sergeyevna Onatop.
Onatop?
On the top.
Your accent, Georgian?
Very good, Mr. Bond. You've been to Russia?
Not recently. I used to drop in occasionally. Shoot in and out.
It's very different now. A land of opportunity.
With a new Ferrari in every garage?
No, not quite. That belongs to a friend.
A tip for your friend. The French registration plates for this year's model start with the letter L. Give him the counterfeit ones.
Oh, and what rank do you hold with the motor vehicles department, Mr. Bond?
Commander.
Here we go.
This one is an admiral.
I like a woman who enjoys pulling rank.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Bond.
The pleasure, I'm sure, was all mine.
Transmission begins from Moneypenny. Identification confirmed. Onatop, Xenia, ex-Soviet fighter pilot. Current suspected links to the Yanis crime syndicate, St. Petersburg. Yacht Manticore is leased to a known Yanis corporate front. M authorizes you to observe Miss Onatop, but stipulates no contact without prior approval. End transmission, Moneypenny. Good night, James. I trust you'll stay on the top of things.
Don't
need.
Gentlemen, please take your seats on the upper deck for the demonstration of the aircraft.
What you are about to see in operation is Europe's answer to the electronic battlefield. The first working prototype of the Tiger helicopter. Uniquely maneuverable, the Tiger not only uses stealth technology, it is the only helicopter to be hardened against all forms of electronic interference, radio jamming, and electromagnetic radiation.
I have a small surprise from your friends back at the barracks.
You think I've gone to heaven?
Not yet.
Now please welcome the pilots. Lieutenant Commander Bernard Jobert and Lieutenant François Brou.
Select mirror. Orthographic projection. Compute possible intercept with second stage GeoSat 2. Anna. He wouldn't know a woman if one came up and sat on his head. Boris. Boris!
What? I thought I'd post it on the internet, no?
What's the password?
I made it easy this time. Even you should be able to break it. Burst for brains.
All right. I'll give you a hint. They're right in front of you and can open very large doors.
You're such a geek.
Yes, I'm in.
You've hacked into the U.S. Department of Justice. Do you know what will happen if they trace it here?
The chief of computers will call me a genius, move me to Moscow, and give me $1 million hard currency. I think not. Besides, the Americans are slugheads. They'll never detect me.
You're saying, slughead?
Nobody screws with Boris Grishenko. Spike them.
Come on, Boris, just hang up.
No way, I spiked them.
All right. What's the password?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Let me guess. It's not in front of me.
Mm-mm. You sit on it, but you can't take it with you. My program seizes the phone line of whoever's tracing me and jams their modem so they can't hang up. Now the hunted becomes the hunter. Woo! Better luck next time. Slugheads. Bang! Gone! I am invincible! Was it good for you, too?
I'm getting some coffee.
I'm going for a cigarette.
General Arkady Grigorovich Orumov, head of Space Division.
General, if I'd known...
You'd have been ready. This is an unscheduled test of the 7-Eye facility, Major. War simulation. We're going to test fire Golden Eye. Report the status.
2 operational satellites, sir. Petya and Misha, both in 90-minute Earth orbit at 100 kilometers.
Good. Here's the authorization code. Now, the Golden Eye and today's access numbers for satellite Petya, please. I'm timing you. Thank you, Major. My count. 3, 2, One. Set target. 7-9. Arm the weapon. Response time is 19 minutes. They'll be late.
I should ventilate someone.
Moneypenny.
Good evening, James. And we'll meet you in the Situation Room. I'm to take you straight in.
I've never seen you after hours, Moneypenny. Lovely.
Thank you, James.
Out on some kind of professional assignment, dressing the kill.
They all find this crushing, 007. When I don't sit at home every night praying for some international incident so I can run down here all dressed up to impress James Bond. I was on a date, if you must know, with a gentleman. We went to the theatre together.
Oh, Moneypenny, I'm devastated. What would I ever do without you?
As far as I can remember, James, you've never had me.
Hope springs eternal.
You know, this sort of behavior could qualify as sexual harassment.
Really? What's the penalty for that?
Someday you have to make good on your innuendos.
After you, Moneypenny.
No, I insist. You first.
Good evening, 007.
Tanner, what's up?
16 minutes ago, we intercepted a distress call from a supposedly abandoned radar station at Severnaya. Look what the satellite picked up. We found a match. Your missing tiger.
In the middle of northern Russia.
Seems your hunch was right, 007. It's too bad the evil queen of numbers wouldn't let you play it.
You were saying?
No, I was just...
Good. Because if I want sarcasm, Mr. Tanner, I'll talk to my children. Thank you very much. Good evening, 007.
Good evening,
Prime Minister's waiting for an update. Proceed with your briefing, Mr. Tanner.
Thank you.
Yes, after the distress signal, your helicopter took off. And the Russians scrambled these three MiGs here to intercept it.
What do you think the Russians are using the base for?
Well, at one point, we suspected 7-Eye might be the ground station for a secret space-based weapons program called GoldenEye, but...
Our statistical analysis saw they had neither the finance nor technology to implement it.
Numbers were never my strong suit. Are these pictures live?
Unlike the American government, we prefer not to get our bad news from CNN.
Thank you.
What the bloody hell was that?
Natalia Fyodorovna Semyonova. Natalia Fyodorovna Semyonova!
Our satellite is knocked out. So are two of the Americans. We have another coming into range now. Good God. Two of the MiGs are down.
And it looks like the third went into the dish. What do you think?
No lights. Not one single electric light on a 30-mile radius.
EMP. It would account for the MiGs and the satellites.
And the blackout.
Electromagnetic pulse, a first-strike satellite weapon developed by the...
The Americans and Soviets during the Cold War. I read the brief. Discovered after Hiroshima. Set off a nuclear device in the upper atmosphere. Creates a pulse, a radiation surge that destroys everything with an electronic circuit.
The idea being to knock out the enemy's communications before he, she, or they could retaliate.
So... GoldenEye exists.
Yes.
Could this be an accident?
No. The helicopter. If you wanted to steal the GoldenEye, it was the perfect getaway vehicle. Setting off the blast was the ideal way to wipe out any trace of the crime.
The Janus Group?
They may have been involved with the helicopter. I know the Russian fail-safe systems. Just don't walk in and ask for the keys to the bomb. You need the access codes. There had to be an insider. And at least one person probably knows who it is.
Ah!
well, sir. Thank you. Good night. The Prime Minister's talked to Moscow. They're saying it was an accident during a routine training exercise.
Governments change. The lies stay the same.
What else do we know about the Yanis Syndicate?
Top flight arms dealers headquartered in St. Petersburg. First outfit to restock the Iraqis during the Gulf War. The headman's unreliably described. No photographs. The woman, on the top, is our only confirmed contact.
Would you care for a drink?
Thank you. Your predecessor kept some cognac in the top.
I prefer bourbon. Ice?
Yes.
We fooled the files on anyone who might have had access or authority at Seven Eye. The top name on the list is an old friend of yours, I understand.
Oromov. They made him a general.
He sees himself as the next Iron Man of Russia, which is why our political analysts rule him out. He doesn't fit the profile of a traitor.
Are these the same analysts who said the Golden Eye couldn't exist? Who said the helicopter posed no immediate threat and wasn't worth following?
You don't like me, Bond. You don't like my methods. You think I'm an accountant. A bean counter, more interested in my numbers than your instincts.
The thought had occurred to me.
Good. Because I think you're a sexist, misogynist dinosaur. A relic of the Cold War. Whose boyish charms, though wasted on me, obviously appeal to that young woman I sent out to evaluate you.
Point taken.
Not quite, W7. If you think for one moment I don't have the balls to send a man out to die, your instincts are dead wrong. I've no compunction about sending you to your death. But I won't do it on a whim, even with your cavalier attitude towards life. I want you to find Goldeneye. Find who took it, what they plan to do with it, and stop it. And if you should come across Oromov, guilty or not, I don't want you running off on some kind of vendetta. Avenging Alec Trevelyan will not bring him back.
You didn't get him killed.
Neither did you. Don't make it personal.
Never.
Bond. Come back alive.
Morning, General Oromov.
Defense Minister Mishkin, gentlemen.
Please, deliver your report.
As this council is aware, 72 hours ago, a secret weapon system codenamed GoldenEye was detonated over Severnaya. As head of Space Division, I personally undertook the investigation. I have concluded this crime was committed by Siberian separatists seeking to create political unrest. Regrettably, the peaceful work and much-needed hard currency earnings of Severnaya have been set back by several years. Therefore, I tender my resignation.
It seems the Council does not want your head, Arkady Grigorovich. Merely your loyal assurance that there are no other GoldenEye satellites.
I can give you that assurance, Defense Minister.
And what of the two missing Severnaya technicians?
I was aware only of the one, Boris Grishenko.
There was a girl also whose body was not among the dead, Natalia Fyodorovna Semyonova, a level 2 programmer.
I will investigate immediately, Defense Minister.
It would seem presumptuous, General, to blame this incident on Siberian separatists before the whereabouts of your own people are determined. Do you agree?
Yes, Defense Minister. Thank you for bringing it to my attention.
That will be all.
Yes.
Morning, Q. Sorry about the leg.
Huh.
Skiing?
Hunting.
Right. Now, pay attention, 007. First, your new car. BMW. Agile 5 forward gears, all points radar. Self-destruct system, and naturally, all the usual refinements. Now, this I'm particularly proud of. Behind the headlights, Stinger missiles.
Excellent. Just the thing for unwinding after a rough day at the office.
Need I remind you, 007, that you have a license to kill, not to break the traffic laws.
I wouldn't think of it.
Good. Right, let's get on to more practical matters. A typical leather belt. Male, size 34, buckle, notch. You finished?
Yes.
Good. A typical leather belt.
Q, I'm familiar with that device.
Not one with a 75-foot repelling cord built into the buckle. Fire, and out shoots a piton, followed by a high tensile wire designed to support your weight.
I see. And what if I need additional support?
It's tested for one, 007. Flight 878 to St. Petersburg. X-ray document scanner. A pen. This is a class 4 grenade. 3 clicks, arms the 4-second fuse. Another 3 disarms it.
How long did you say the fuse was?
Oh, grow up, 007.
They all said the pen was mightier than the sword.
Thanks to me, they were right. Look, let's ask Fred here to demonstrate for us. Here we are. Sorry about this, Fred. 1, 2, 3. Don't say it.
The writing's on the wall?
Along with the rest of him. Now, 007, do please try and return some... Do please try and return some of this equipment in pristine order. Don't touch that! It's my lunch.
London, April's a spring month.
Oh, yeah? What are you, the weatherman? You're for crying out loud, another stiff-ass Brit. Your secret codes and your passwords. One of these days, you guys are going to learn just to drop it. Come on, my car's over there.
To you.
Thank you.
Like you said, drop it.
All right. In London, April's a spring month, whereas in St. Petersburg, we're freezing our butts off. Is that close enough for government work?
No. Show me the roads.
Please, no. All right, all right, all right.
Moffy?
Third wife. Jack Wade, CIA.
James Bond. Stiff-ass Brit.
That's a nice move.
Nice car.
Well, this baby hasn't let me down yet. She's like a little bitch, but she gets there. Hey, Bond. You do any gardening?
Name of that ranch, Jimmy?
So what do you know about Yanis?
Zilch. Zips. No one's ever seen him. But the man's connected at the Gazoo. KGB, military, screwdriver. Rumor has it, he lives on one of those old Soviet missile trains. That armor stuff they used to run around the country so we couldn't target him.
Want to hand me that hammer, Jimbo?
No, the bigger one, the sledge. Anyways, to tell the truth, you don't find this guy. He finds you. Hell, it's all Russian mafia. The best thing I can do is point you in the direction of his competition.
Who is the competition?
An ex-KGB guy. Tough mother. Got a limp on his right leg. Named Sutovsky.
Valentin Dmitrovich Sutovsky?
Yeah. You know him?
I gave him the limp.
Yes.
Are these all you have?
How many do you want?
24 for the American school, 11 for the Swedish, IBM compatible with 500 megahertz drives, CD-ROM, and 14 for modems.
You pay dollars?
Of course.
If madam would require a demonstration, I can...
Madam requires one demonstration model and a quiet place to test it.
Is everything satisfactory?
Everything except the interruption.
Now let me get you straight, Jimmy. You shot him in the leg, you stole his car, you took his girl. And now you want Valentin Sutovsky to set you up with Yanis?
Yes.
Well, what are you going to do? Appeal to his heart?
No, his wallet.
Oh, that might work. Okay, showtime.
Valentin operates out of building number 23 there. Are you sure you want to do this? Last guy who dropped in uninvited went home air freight in very small boxes.
Make sure they send me home first class.
Shut the hell. Free market economy, I swear it will be the end.
Walther PPK. 7.65 millimeter. Only three men I know use such a gun. I believe I've killed two of them.
Lucky me.
I think not. James Bond. Charming, sophisticated secret agent. Shaken, but not disturbed.
So you haven't lost your delicate sense of humor, Valentin, huh?
All you need for an audience. I'm strangling the cat.
Strangling a cat. That is Irina, my mistress.
Very talented girl.
Irina! Take a hike!
So, Mr. Bond, what is it that brings you to my neighborhood? Hmm? Still working for MI6, or have you decided to join the 21st century? I hear the new M is a lady.
I want you to do me a favor.
He wants me to do him a favor. My knee aches every single day. Twice as bad when it is cold. You have any idea how long the winter lasts in this country? Huh? Tell him, Dmitri.
But it depends.
Silence!
For an ex-KGB agent, you surprise me, Valentin. I'm sure someone of your stature must have realized the skill was not to hit your knee, but to miss the rest of you.
So why did you not kill me?
Call it professional courtesy.
And I should extend you the same courtesy.
Kirov's funeral parlor, 4 o'clock this afternoon. 200 pounds of C4 explosives hidden in a casket. Your man drives the hearse in. The money's exchanged. Their man drives the hearse out. Their man will be arrested with the explosives. Your man will make a miraculous escape with the money. Your money.
And what do I owe for this accommodation?
I want you to set me up. With Yanis.
What has he done to deserve you?
Stole a helicopter.
I have six.
Three. None that fly.
Who's counting?
These are not just criminals, Valentin. They're traitors. They used the chopper to steal a nuclear weapon. Killed a lot of innocent Russians doing it.
What do you expect from a Cossack?
Who?
It's Yanis. I never met a man, but I know he's a Lyens Cossack.
Group that worked for the Nazis against the Russians. Second World War.
You know your history, Mr. Bond. At the end of the war, the Lyens Cossacks surrendered to the British in Austria, believing they would join your government and wage war against the communists. But the British betrayed them, sent them back to Stalin, who promptly had them all shot. Women, children, families.
Not exactly our finest hour.
Still, ruthless people. They got what they deserved.
I want you to set me up with Yanis. Tell him I'm asking about the chopper. You're going to meet me tonight at the Grand Hotel Europe.
And then you and I are even, and he owes me one.
Precisely. Depends on your definition of safe sex. It's close enough.
Not for what I have in mind.
You can hurt me.
break me.
This is it?
Yes.
Well, I must say, I've had a lovely evening. You?
Once again, the pleasure was all yours.
You'll understand if I don't call.
I won't lose sleep over it.
Sweet dreams.
Hello, James.
Alec?
Back from the dead. No longer just an anonymous star on the memorial wall at NI6. What's the matter, James? No glib remark? No pithy comeback?
Why?
Hilarious question. Particularly from you. Did you ever ask why? Why we toppled all those dictators, undermined all those regimes? Only to come home. Well done, good job, but sorry, old boy. Everything you risk your life and limb for has changed.
It was the job we were chosen for.
Of course you'd say that. James Bond, Her Majesty's loyal terrier, defender of the so-called faith. Oh, please, James, put it away.
It's insulting to think I haven't anticipated your every move. Yes. I trusted you, Alec.
Trust? What a quaint idea.
How did the MI6 screening miss that your parents were Leon's Cossacks?
Once again, your faith is misplaced. They knew. We're both orphans, James. But where your parents had the luxury of dying in a climbing accident, mine survived the British betrayal and Stalin's execution squads. But my father couldn't let himself or my mother live with the shame of it. MI6 figured I was too young to remember. And in one of life's little ironies, the son went to work for the government whose betrayal caused the father to kill himself and his wife.
Hence, Janus. The two-faced Roman god come to life.
It wasn't God who gave me this face. It was you, setting the timers for 3 minutes instead of six.
Am I supposed to feel sorry for you?
No. You're supposed to die for me. By the way, I did think of asking you to join my little scheme, but somehow I knew 007's loyalty was always to the mission, never to his friend. Closing time, James.
Last call. For England, James. Frequent flyer mileage. Here, let me help you. That's it. Mind your head. I'm here to help you.
I don't know anything.
I don't believe you.
I don't care what you believe.
Look, they might be back for us any minute. You either take your chances with me or your fellow countryman who killed everyone at Serenaya. Your watch has frozen by the Golden Eye blast. And I'm willing to bet you're the one who climbed up the dish to get out.
Who are you?
I work for the British government. And the more you tell me, the more I can help you.
But I don't know anything.
Then let's start with what you do know.
My name is Natalia Semyonova. I was a systems program at Severnaya facility until...
Go on.
Until they killed everyone.
Who? Alex Trevelyan?
No, I don't know what that is.
Who's the insider? Who's the traitor?
Boris. Boris Grishenko.
KGB or military?
Computer programmer.
There was no one else?
No. They're going to kill me, aren't they?
Trust me.
Trust. I don't even know your name.
Good morning, Mr. Bond. Sit. I'm Defense Minister Dmitry Mishkin. So, by what means shall we execute you, Commander Bond?
What, no small talk? No chit-chat? That's the trouble with the world today. No one takes the time to do a really sinister interrogation anymore. It's a lost art.
Your sense of humor doesn't slay me, Commander. I'm sorry. Where is the golden eye?
I assumed you had it.
I have an English spy, a Sibirnaya programmer, and a helicopter they stole.
So at least that's what some traitor in your government wanted to
look like. Who is behind your attack on Sibirnaya?
Who had the authorization code?
Russia may have changed, but the penalty for terrorism is still death.
And what's the penalty for treason?
Oh, stop it, both of you! Stop it! You're like boys with toys. It was Urumov. General Urumov set off the weapon. I saw him do it.
Are you certain it was Urumov?
Yes. He killed everyone and stole the golden eye.
And why would he do that?
There is another satellite.
Another golden eye. Thank you, Miss Simeonova. You are saying something about the lost art of interrogation, Mr. Bone.
Defense Minister! I must protest! This is my investigation. You are of order.
Ахмачитя! Хватит! From what I'm hearing, it is you who's out of order.
I've seen this gun before.
You put it down.
In the hand of our...
Put it down, General!
Do you even know who the enemy is, Dmitri?
Do you? Go!
Defense Minister Dmitri Mishkin, murdered by a British agent, James Bond. Himself shot while trying to escape.
God! Come on!
Thank you.
down it.
You brought me the perfect gift, General Rumov.
You've made me a very unhappy man.
Mishkin got to them before I could.
Bond is alive.
He escaped.
Good for Bond. Bad for you. Take a seat, my dear. James and I shared everything. Absolutely everything. To the victor go the spoils. You like it where we're going?
First. You, second. Up! Situation analysis, hopeless. You have no backup, no escape route. And I have the only bargaining chip.
Where is she?
Ah, yes. Your fatal weakness. Rumov, bring her in. Lovely girl. Tastes like strawberries.
I wouldn't know.
I would. So, back where we started, James. Your friend or the mission? Drop the gun and let her live.
Arumov. What has this Cossack promised you? You knew, didn't you? He's a Lyansk Cossack.
It's in the past.
He'll betray you! Just like everyone else.
Is this true? What's true is that in 48 hours, you and I will have more money than God. And Mr. Bond here will have a small memorial service. With only Moneypenny and a few tearful restaurateurs in attendance. So, what's the choice, James? Two targets. Time enough for one shot. The girl, the mission.
Kill her. She means nothing to me.
See you in hell, James.
One inch armor plating.
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
What are you doing?
Boris is online backing up his files. If I can spike him, I might be able to find out where they're going. But don't stand there. Get us out of here.
Yes, sir.
Floor, James. I set the timers for 6 minutes. The same 6 minutes you gave me. It was the least I could do for a friend.
What does that mean?
We've got 3 minutes.
Call your bottle.
What?
It's Boris' password. He plays war games. It's what I sit on, but I don't take it with me.
Chair.
Like I said.
Thirty seconds.
Is that in Russia, Germany, Paris, London, Madrid?
25 seconds.
New York, Toronto, Chicago, San Francisco.
20 seconds.
Mexico City, Rio, Miami. Wait! He's in Cuba. Havana. No.
Now!
Do you destroy every vehicle you get into?
Standard operating procedure. Boys with toys.
Maybe I should take care of the transportation for our trip to Cuba.
Our trip?
Do you know how to disarm the weapon?
I suppose that depends on what kind of weapon you're talking about disarming.
So? Tell me. Are there any other standard operating procedures I should be aware of, Commander?
Thousands. But I only pay them lip service.
About coming to the Caribbean. It's so beautiful. Not another human being in sight. What is it with you moving vehicles?
Jimbo! Brought a little gift from old, what's his name? T-Z-Q.
Here.
What are you doing here, Wade?
Banyan trees.
I am not here. The CIA has no knowledge, no involvement. Absolutely nothing to do with your insertion into Cuba, if you catch my drift.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Perfectly.
Borrowed a plane from a friend of mine in the DEA. Now, the Coast Guard and the FAA are both in the loop. You're cleared on our radar for 0600 hours. Here's the latest sat hint from Langley.
Stay below 600 feet.
500 feet.
Who's that?
Natalia Simonova.
Natalia Semyonova.
Russian Minister of Transportation.
Did you check her out?
Head to toe.
Right. So, you're looking for a dish the size of a football field, huh? Doesn't exist. You can't light a cigar in Cuba without us seeing it.
I know it's there. It's a duplicate of Severnaya, like your secret transmitters in New Zealand.
I've never been to New Zealand. How's she know about that?
What if I need backup?
Get on the radio. I'll send in the Marines. Anyway, hang a left at the end of the runway. Cuba's 80 miles on your right.
Yo, Wade. Just one thing.
Yeah.
Don't push any of the buttons on that car.
We're just going to go bombing around in it.
Exactly.
Yo, James, I got faith, but be careful. He knows you're coming.
Was your friend, Trevelyan. And now he's your enemy and you will kill him. It is that simple.
In a word, yes.
Unless he kills you first.
I tell you.
You think I'm impressed? All of you with your guns, your killing, your death, for what? So you can be a hero? All the heroes I know are dead.
Natalia, listen.
How can you act like this? How can you be so cold?
It's what keeps me alive.
No. It's what keeps you
south, bearing 184.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Make another pass.
Maybe Wade was right.
There's no dish.
Did enjoy a good squeeze.
Is the satellite in range?
6 minutes.
Prepare the dish.
No, it's too early. I am not ready.
Do it. Greatest cash card. It had better not be rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Russia is online.
Sir. Killing.
The man just won't take a hint.
Target coordinates.
Target is London.
He's getting ready to signal the satellite.
How do you stop it?
The transmitter above the antenna.
In position.
On my count. 3, 2, 1.
The mainframe computer.
Don't move.
Bola наверху!
James, what an unpleasant surprise.
We aim to please.
Where's the girl? Find her.
So how is old Q? Up to his usual tricks? The watch. New model. Still press here, do I? Interesting setup, Alec. You break into the Bank of England via computer, then transfer the money electronically. Just seconds before you set off the golden eye. Which erases any record of the transactions. Ingenious.
Thank you, James.
But it still boils down to petty theft. In the end, you're just a bank robber. Nothing more than a common thief.
You always did have a small mind, James. It's not just erasing bank records. It's everything on every computer in Greater London. Tax records, stock market, credit ratings, land registries, criminal records. In 16 minutes and 42 seconds, the United Kingdom will re-enter the Stone Age.
A worldwide financial meltdown. And all so mad little Ali can settle a score with the world 50 years on.
Oh, please, James, spare me the Freud. I might as well ask you if all the vodka martinis ever silenced the screams of all the men you've killed. Yeah. Or if you find forgiveness in the arms of all those willing women for all the dead ones you failed to protect. England is about to learn the cost of betrayal. Inflation adjusted for 1945. Welcome to the party, my dear.
Natalia!
Your games, Boris. Real people will die. You pathetic little worm.
She was in the mainframe. Check the computer.
She's a moron. A second-level programmer. She works on the guidance system. She doesn't even have access to the firing codes. Retro rockets firing.
Somewhere over the Atlantic.
Deal with it. She changed the access codes. Then she can fix it.
Go ahead. Shoot him. He means nothing to me.
I can do it. I can break her codes.
Then get on with it.
Possibly.
We have to destroy the transmitter.
By the way, I'm fine, thank you very much.
One of these?
Yes.
Good. Stand aside.
How long?
2 minutes. 1 minute.
Go!
I'm fixing it.
If he moves, kill him.
impossible.
James, I was always better.
Oh. Alpha wants a gunship.
Alpha wants a gunship.
James?
No. For me.
Thank you.
Impossible!
To be your idea of coming through in a clinch?
Just a pack of plants. I said I'd be here, huh?
Yo! Marine!
Maybe you two would like to finish debriefing each other at Guantanamo.
I'm not going on a helicopter with you. No plane, no train. Nothing.
Darling, what could possibly go wrong, eh?
Experience of love for the first time under the sky.
experience of